gonna ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just want to ride on my motorcycle. Last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want to tickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle. And I don't want to pickle. I'd rather
gentlemen of ATS, this is member C.A. Orrit, also known as Carrot, coming at you from the world's tiniest dorm room on campus in beautiful British Columbia. It is currently 12 minutes after 11 in the evening on Sunday night. This is usually a time that I would be opening up a textbook, or at least pretending to, you know, do a little bit of studying before classes tomorrow. However, I've recently got into this whole podcast idea and thought, you know, maybe I should put together a podcast, introduce myself to the fine people kicking around ATS, and, you know, maybe talk a little bit about music or something like that. So I opened up with the Motorcycle Song by Arlo Guthrie, and anybody who knows or is familiar with some of Arlo Guthrie's music, like Alice's Restaurant, for example, knows that it's full of humor and, you know, just ridiculousness. And, you know, I've been accused on occasion of being ridiculous and totally unsensical or nonsensical, and, you know, that's for my buddy Grim there. I had to work that word in there, you know, into this podcast at least once. I might even try and squeeze it in twice. So, currently I am going to university and studying psychology with the intent of either being a criminal lawyer or a psychologist one of these days. By one of these days, I actually mean like 10 years from now, because, you know, by the time I actually get done all my schooling and all that shit, that's kind of where I'll be. I'll be, you know, 32 by the end of all this. But I guess 32 is not too bad of an age to be starting a career. But, yeah, so what are my interests? Where should I start? You know, I've never done one of these before, and so I'm kind of lost. I guess maybe I should have wrote up notes or something before, like guidelines, you know, point form, some kind of presentation. But, God, I hate presentations. They're so irritating. I actually had to do one for my French class this semester, and instead I ended up dropping the class to avoid the public presentation, because I absolutely suck at talking in front of people. But, you know, not, like, you know, this isn't too bad, because, you know, I'm not looking at any of you. I'm sitting here staring at a computer screen, so all the stress is off, all the pressure's off. There's nobody sitting at the back of the room staring at me, judging me, or, you know, thinking that I'm completely retarded, because I have no idea how to say, no, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying in French. So, anyway, what shall I talk about? Let's see, let's talk about music for a little while. Anybody who's seen me around the boards probably knows, that I am a diehard Doors fan, so that automatically means that I am a huge fan of music from the 60s and 70s. I blame my dad for that, because that's the music that I grew up listening to. You know, I grew up listening to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and you know, the Doors. Like, the first time I heard Break On Through, I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. I remember I was jumping on this trampoline, and, you know, that was my favorite song. So, yeah, my room right now, my institutional room, or institutional white is actually what my friends have dubbed the wall color. Institutional white. Probably doesn't help that the walls are brick either, or cement, I guess. But I guess that helps for soundproofing, so that I don't hear my irritating roommates. Which, actually, my roommates aren't bad. I shouldn't say they're irritating, because, you know, they're not. I actually have some pretty good roommates, but... Anyway, to take away from the institutional white color, I've got posters all over my room. I've got Jimi Hendrix on one door, the Beatles on the other door. I've got Pink Floyd in my kitchen, if you could even really call it a kitchen, but I guess that it passes for a kitchen. And when you're a broke student, you don't really need much, right? And I've got a very lovely Abbey Road poster above my bed. It has got to be the biggest poster I've ever seen. It's huge. It's totally awesome. You know, like, John Lennon is probably about half the size of me. It's pretty cool. And I have a Rolling Stones poster, actually, in my window. You know, because all these dorm rooms look the same, and it's a good way to know which room is mine, aside from memorizing the number. You know, I just look for the poster and, you know, hope my key fits in the lock and that the door's going to open. So, yeah, I've got a few posters in here and make this a little bit more homey-ish. Although, it's not quite home, you know, my parents aren't here, and I really miss my parents, but... You know, I make up for that with my family members on ATS. You know, like, every day I log in and poke around and see who's kicking around and say hi to everyone and, you know, keep in touch with people. And, you know, ATS is a pretty good family. You know, there's a pretty good group of people on there that, you know, that you click with and you become friends with and that, you know, make it worthwhile to log in and chat with, you know, because you can have some really great conversations with them and you know, common interests and stuff like that. Like, you know, I have a couple friends that I absolutely do not talk about my conspiracy theories with because they just laugh at me. Like, one of my friends actually went so far as to call me absolutely crazy yesterday when I told her that I switched out all my products, you know, like shampoo and stuff for that, for paraben-free and fluoride-free toothpaste and all this shit and parabens. You know, I cut all that stuff out of my makeup and have gone au naturel for everything, just because, you know, I don't trust the government and I don't trust that the FDA actually approves everything that I use as being safe. You know, and you see that with, like, fluoride. Like, what the heck? Why is fluoride in toothpaste? I don't understand. You know, it doesn't need to be there. It's an additive for some reason, so... You know, I'm not a fan of there being any more chemicals in my body than there absolutely needs to, and, you know, my theory is that if it's not in nature, it's not found in nature, then it doesn't need to be in my system. So it's just totally great to be able to talk to, you know, other people with similar interests and, you know, you can brainstorm ideas and, you know, hear different people's perspectives on certain topics because, you know, if all I know is what I think, then, you know, what am I going to learn, right? I need to hear other people's opinions and read other people's thoughts. And, you know, it's neat, you know, it gives you another perspective. And isn't that what life's all about? So, anyway, the lighter section of ATS is where I've been hanging out lately, especially with all this political shit that's been going on with the U.S. elections coming up. I've been kind of avoiding all the political threads just because it's just... ridiculous. It's just full of shit right now. So I've been sticking to BTS, and you know, there are some really great threads in there, like the UWP, the Union of Whack Posters, is probably one of my favorite threads. Thank you, Q. That was a good one. I like that. It's funny. It's just totally hilarious. And what you know is always in there. You know, trying to establish some sort of conspiracy between the UWP and the NPOA. Which doesn't exist, of course, and he just cracks me up every time. And the Dats Bar and Grill, that's Zameless's thread. That's a good place to hang out too. You know, there's always music and just people goofing off and being funny. And you know, like last night, Rush and I were in there drinking whiskey. And one of my new favorite places, actually, that's just kind of come around in the past few days, is AD's Cabin. Access denied. She's got this cabin out in the woods that we all decided we were gonna go move in with her, and so, you know, we're just being silly and hanging out on those threads. It's kind of fun. But, you know, that's the lighter side of ATS, is the BTS side, which is, you know, a great place to unwind after, you know, reading some of the serious shit that's going on in our world, and just kind of taking a breather from everything, because, you know, being a conspiracy theorist can totally wear you out. Like, honestly, it's crazy, you know, thinking that everything is a conspiracy, literally, and it's nice to be able to unwind and, you know, not be so serious about everything, but, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to do, some of us, you know. You know, I look around other members, and I see, you know, some people don't have any BTS points, and it's like, you know, come on, come say hi, introduce yourselves, you know, like, loosen up a little bit, you don't have to be serious all the time. And it took me, you know, a few weeks to find BTS before, you know, before I started posting there. I totally didn't even know what it was. I just saw this, you know, below top secret tab and clicked it one day and was like, oh, this is cool. This is where the general chit-chat is. You know, this is where I want to be and get to see some of the lighter side of ATS. It's a good side. I really like it. So anyway, I think that's going to wrap up my podcast. I think I've been going on for about, you know, 10 minutes or so. And, you know, you might have something more educational to do than to listen to my nonsensical rants on absolutely nothing. So, there you go, Grim. I worked in the word nonsensical twice. Oh, three times, you know, into this podcast. That's awesome. So, anyway, I'm going to try and figure out how I'm going to fade some music into the end of this, you know. And, yeah, if it doesn't work, sorry. And if it does, great. All right. Have a good night, guys. And we'll see you next time.
Everybody here ought to sing tonight. You don't have to sing. And if you're new here and you don't know the words, I would even rather that you didn't sing. But it's not one of those difficult songs. Quite simply, it goes, I don't want a pickle, just want to ride my motorcycle. And anything that rhymes after that is groovy, so you don't have too much to sweat tonight. We'll try it now. Four-part harmony. Here it is. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. Wasn't as enthusiastic as it should have been, though. Because of that lack of enthusiasm, I'm gonna have to tell you about how I wrote the song. And maybe you'll get more enthusiastic about it. Maybe you won't.